all of his mercy and all of his love. If the pen of a writer could write every day, even this world can never contain how I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God is so good to me, and precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
Warmth in the winter, flowers in spring, the laughter in summer, and the changing of leaves. The food on my table, a good place to sleep. Clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. How I have been blessed.
I have been blessed. God is so good to me, and precious are his thoughts of you.
Touch and legs that can walk, ears that can listen, and eyes that can see. Oh, I've got to praise him as long as I breathe, 'cause I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God is so good to me, and precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
A father and mother who nurtured and raised, brothers and sisters and memories made. Our pastor to lead us, an altar to pray, stripes that can heal and blood that can save. I have been blessed.
I have been blessed. God is so good to me, and precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
Let's all stand. We're going to change over the service here.
Good to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. Have each and every one of you here. Boy, Brother John, good job Sunday.
Amen.
I didn't know if y'all were here or not. Good job, buddy.
And good job, Brother Luis and Brother Aaron. Really good job. And Brother Richard Height said to tell you all hello. He wasn't there with us this weekend, but we had a good time in the Lord. I know y'all were praying for me, and just a little update today. I went to the cardiologist, and my blood pressure was way up. It was like 118 over 80. So, devil. So they gave me a heart monitor to wear, so I apologize. I think Richard got the thing turned off where it'll just vibrate, but I've got an extra phone that's got, and when I move and this thing gets unhitched, it'll start beeping. So I apologize if y'all hear that thing beeping, but if it starts beeping really loud, call 911 and doesn't stop.
What's that number?
Huh?
What's that number?
911. Yeah. So anyway, good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be back. We appreciate all of you. Brother Lanlan from Philippines is going to be speaking for us tonight. And we know that he's been here a couple of times, and we appreciate him. Good to see Sister Chi-Chi again. Amen. We're going to spend a little time tomorrow. We're going to shop and have some fellowship with Brother Joe Green and his wife tomorrow. So keep us in your prayer. Brother Lanlan's not going home for about another month, so he's going to be traveling around, so let's remember him in prayer. And we appreciate his ministry and appreciate what he does in the Philippines. And we appreciate all the work that everybody does. And we appreciate you for supporting and all of us for binding together and supporting people in the Philippines. We appreciate your funds and your prayers. Amen. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as our brother comes. Brother William Borlevon will be here Sunday, speaking for us both services, so everybody knows Brother William. He's coming with his one of his daughters, and his wife's pregnant. She's going to have a baby in like October, and she's having trouble with varicose veins. So let's pray. Those of you sisters that, or any of your brothers that have ever had varicose veins, pray for Sister Gabby. And she's a young girl too. That's too young to be having varicose veins. But just remember in prayer, she's not coming. But just the oldest daughter's coming. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as our brother Rolando Genesis from the Philippines will come speak for us.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Let us bow our heads and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this another opportunity that you have given us, you have given me to come into this place and to fellowship with our brothers and sisters and to talk about your word, especially the message of the hour. Lord, as we are going to open our Bibles, I pray, O God, for the Holy Spirit to come and anoint us, Lord God. Anoint your word, anoint your servant, anoint every ear tonight, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you will guide me. I pray for the divine wisdom. Hallelujah, that I am going, hallelujah, to speak your word only, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Before anything else, let us open our Bible. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 6. Let us read verse 7. It says, "And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building." Amen. And another scripture in the book of Acts chapter 7, verse 47 to 49. "But Solomon built him an house, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as it saith the prophet, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest?" Be the Lord a blessing upon the reading of His word, and you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. God bless you all, saints. And first of all, I would like to thank God for He made all things possible.
Yes, He did.
And actually, that's why most of the Filipino ministers were not able to come this year. To attend the camp meeting because of in the Philippines we are still wearing masks,
right. Yep.
And before I think 2 months ago before I purchased my one-way ticket, and one of the requirements is we have to undergo a swab test before flying, and I didn't want to, you know, to waste money for buying a ticket. So I tried one night. I tried to use my miles on the airline that I've been flying. From the Philippine Airlines, and it did work. Hallelujah. And a day before I flew from Manila, I was thinking that the swab test is still needed. And when I went to the testing center, the guy there told me to, I asked him what kind of testing do I need. Is it antigen or PCR test, and he said you look for your airline what they are requiring. And when I go to the website of the Philippine Airlines, it says that it's no longer required.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the next day I flew to Los Angeles, and while I was falling in line before the immigration officer, and he keeps on asking. Of course, we are most of us are having tourist visa, and he keeps on asking about the return ticket. And I said, "Oh my, I do not have my return ticket." And I started praying, and when it was my turn, he forgot to ask me about return ticket. Hallelujah. So I thank God that hallelujah, he helped me. Hallelujah. And I also thank our brothers, Brother Wade, Brother Samuel Dale, and our Brother Terence and his family, and all you, all of you brothers and sisters, hallelujah, for giving me this opportunity to stand behind this pulpit. And I hope you will bear with me with my poor English, and just pray for me that the Lord will help me to deliver what is in my heart, and may this will be a blessing to every one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. And in behalf of my congregation in Calbayog City, I bring greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm happy also, here is Sister Chichi with us. And you know, it's when there is a Filipino listening to my English, and you know, hallelujah. And I hope you will understand, as I'm not an educated person. Hallelujah. I just learned to speak English when I started listening to the message of the prophet. Hallelujah. Now, tonight I would like to talk about the topic, what house will ye build me? Amen. What house will ye build me? Mm-hmm. And Solomon built him an house. Yep. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. Hallelujah. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hallelujah. Now, David one time, he desired to build a house for the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord to dwell. And maybe one time he was sitting in his palace and looking down to the Ark of the Covenant, to the Ark of God that is built in with curtains in 2 Samuel chapter 7 from verse 1 to 5. He says, and it came to pass when the king sat in his house and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. Yeah. Right. Hallelujah. He was thinking that, oh, God is pitiful. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He is just dwelling in curtains. But me, a human being, I dwell in this palace made with cedars and precious stones and with good kind of materials. And he said, I will build a house for him to dwell. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And Nathan said to the king, go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? And verse 8, it says, now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. Amen. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth.
Amen.
You know, it is good thing to have a desire to do things for God.
Right.
Hallelujah. And it's a human nature. Abraham said it's a human nature. Hallelujah. To make plans for the work of the Lord.
Sure.
But we need to consult him first what his perfect will is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And David one time, he thought of helping God.
Yep.
Hallelujah. But God said, David, I don't need your help.
Amen.
You are the one who needs me.
Yep.
Hallelujah. I am the one, if you think that you became successful, you are a great man, a mighty man, a valor. David, it was not you who have done it.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah. I am the one who fought for you, and you are just my instrument.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. I am the one who made you great, and it is not by your own ability.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then God, because of that desire, because of what's in the heart of David, if we read in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build me? And where is the place of my rest?" Okay, David, you have a desire to build a house that I am going to dwell in. Imagine this, David. What kind of house are you going to build? How big is it? Hallelujah. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Imagine if God is just sitting, and his throne is already in heaven, and how much more if he will stand? So, what kind of a house are you going to build me? Hallelujah. And what is the place of my rest? Hallelujah. But yet God promised to David that his seed, hallelujah, the son of David, he shall build him a house for his name.
Right.
Hallelujah. If you read in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 and 13, it says, "And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name." Remember, thy seed. "He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish his throne," the throne of his kingdom, forever. But, you know, brothers and sisters, if you will notice these verses, that God promised to David his seed, hallelujah, that he shall build me an house, hallelujah, for my name, and I will establish his throne, the throne of his kingdom forever.
Amen.
But I believe this is not the natural seed of David, which was Solomon, because when God promised something, I believe that he will never fail, or, hallelujah, his promise.
Amen. That's right.
He will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
Right.
And if we read the Bible, Solomon's kingdom was divided.
Yes, it was.
Hallelujah. In 1 Kings chapter 11, 31 and 32, it says, "And he said to Jeroboam, take thee 10 pieces. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel." And if you read 1 Kings chapter 12, that the kingdom was divided. Rehoboam, he reigned Judah, and Jeroboam, he reigned the rest of the tribe of Judah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. What house are you going to build unto me?
Yeah.
And where is the place of my rest? So, that's God's question.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. And as we read Acts chapter 7, verse 47 and 49 to 49, but Solomon built him an house, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, says the prophet. So, only now, Solomon built him a house, but God does not dwell in a house made with hands. But the temple that Solomon built, hallelujah, it only speaks or a types of the spiritual temple that God is going to build for himself. Because God will not do anything unless he had spoken it first.
Amen.
To the prophets,
right.
To the law,
right.
Or by through Psalms.
Right.
Hallelujah. And he will not, God is going to have a temple.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But this is not speaking to the temple that Solomon had built.
Right.
But Solomon's temple is only a type of the thing that God, of the true temple that God is going,
right.
Hallelujah,
right.
To build.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, hallelujah, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest?"
Amen.
Now, God is asking a question. Hallelujah. What kind of house? Where is the house that you are going to build for me?
Yeah,
and where is the place of my rest?
Uh-huh.
And then he answered also that question, "For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things hath been, saith the Lord. But this man will I look, even to him that is poor,
right.
And of a contrite spirit,
right.
And trembleth at my word."
Right.
What is the house of my dwelling? And what is the place of my rest?
Yep.
Hallelujah. It is nothing, hallelujah, but a man.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
That is poor, hallelujah, and of a contrite spirit,
yep.
And trembleth of my word.
Amen.
That is the man that he is looking.
Right.
And the Bible says, "A body hast thou prepared."
Yep.
Hallelujah. Not a building, but a body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thou hast that he prepared.
Right.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5.
Yep.
"Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Paul said, "Know ye not that your body is the
yes.
temple of the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Which is in you, which ye are of God, and ye are not of your own."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But when he came to the world, Abraham said, when we came to the world, hallelujah, this body, Paul said that this is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is, when we came to the world, Abraham said, we were born in sin,
right.
Shaped in iniquity, come to this world speaking lies.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the Ephesian church age, Abraham said, now why did this have to be so? Why was it that the seed of the serpent must come this way? Man was created for God. Man was to be the temple of God. The place of God's rest was man, the temple. Hallelujah. So, God was designed by God, or man was designed by God to be a place of his rest.
Amen.
To be a temple of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, Brother Branham, he quoted Acts chapter 7 from verse 46, "Who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him an house, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Hath not mine hand made all these things? ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. So we know that the circumcision of the heart is by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is the Spirit of God to dwell in you. Hallelujah. And you were, and he was pointing to the religious people of that day. You were, hallelujah, stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the heart and ears. Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. You resist the Holy Ghost. You don't allow the Holy Ghost. As your father did, so do ye. Then he continued, he said, Abraham continued, Satan has known this all along. Hallelujah. Satan knows that man was created by God to be his dwelling place. And so, and Abraham said, he also wants in to dwell man even as God so does. He knows that God wants a body. Hallelujah. A man to be his dwelling place. And Satan, he also desired that. Hallelujah. Right. That right. Yep. But God has reserved to himself that right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it is not for him.
Yeah. Right.
That right to dwell in a man, God, he only reserved that right for him alone.
Amen.
And not for Satan.
Right.
Hallelujah. Satan cannot do that. God alone appeared in human flesh. Satan could not and cannot do that. He does not have creative powers. The only way for Satan to accomplish what he wanted to do was to enter the serpent in Eden, even as he entered by evil spirits into the swine of Gadara. Then Abraham said, God does not enter animals. It's only Satan he entered into. The serpent in Eden, and he entered into the swines at Gadara.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah. But God does not enter animals,
right,
even as he entered by evil spirits into the swine at Gadara. But Satan can and will to accomplish his ends. He could not have a child directly by Eve, as did God by Mary. So he entered into the serpent and then beguiled Eve. He seduced her, and by her did Satan have a child vicariously.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he got a child, which is Cain.
Amen.
Cain bore the full spiritual characteristics of Satan and the animalistic, sensual, fleshly characteristic of the serpent.
Right.
No wonder the Holy Spirit said that Cain was of that wicked one. He was. So here is now, although Cain, he slew his brother Abel, but God replaced him with Seth. And Seth, he got his lineage, and here is the lineage of Satan through Cain. Hallelujah. Through the serpent, and that was Cain, and he got his children. And Abraham said, Satan and the animalistic, sensual, fleshly characteristic of the serpent.
Right.
Animalistic, sensual, fleshly characteristic of the serpent.
Uh-huh.
But the problem when it comes to Genesis chapter 6, verse 1, and it came to pass when men began to multiply of the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose.
Yep.
And then they mingled, hallelujah, the seed of the serpent and the sons of God. They mingled together. And then in verse 3, and God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Through the first creation, we inherited that. Abraham said, we became animalistic. We have that characteristic. Yep. Hallelujah. Animalistic, sensual, fleshly characteristic of the serpent. Right. And because of that, Brethren said that God do not enter into animals.
Yep. Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Only the evil spirit, he entered into animal. Into the serpent, into the swine of Gadara. And through our first birth, Abraham said that, hallelujah. And book of Psalm, David said in Psalms 51 verse 5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Abraham said, I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to this world speaking lies. And Paul said in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
Amen.
There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. Yeah. They are all together become unprofitable.
Amen.
We became, all of us became unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. Although we think that we are righteous, we are doing good.
Yeah.
But the Bible says that our righteousness is like filthy rags.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. And we are unprofitable.
Yep. Right.
We were designed to be, by God, to be His dwelling place, to be His temple.
Right. Right.
But because of sin, hallelujah, we became unprofitable.
Amen.
But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Down inside of us, there is a sin predestinated before the foundation of the world.
Right.
We are predestinated to be a part of His plan, a part of that body, His dwelling place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, 4 to 11, according as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved.
Amen.
In whom we have redemption through His blood. Redemption through His blood.
Amen.
The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace.
Yes.
Wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
Yes.
Having made known unto us the mystery of His will.
Amen.
According to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He had purposed in Himself.
Amen.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ,
Amen.
Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him.
Amen.
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord, by the process of that new birth, hallelujah, by justification,
Amen.
And by cleansing us, sanctification,
Amen.
And then filling us with the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
Hallelujah, we became part of that body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, Paul said that by one Spirit, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Hallelujah. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. By one Spirit, hallelujah, of course, before God baptizes us, hallelujah, with that one Spirit, we went through justification, and sanctification,
Amen.
And then the last process is by the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
And then we became a part of that body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And whose body is that? Hallelujah. It is the body of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We become a part of that body of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Which is, the Bible, it says, a new creation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why if when we were baptized into that body and become a part of that body, we were in Christ. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yes.
our the old things, hallelujah, are passed away.
Amen.
Behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
And Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, that Jesus Christ is the beginning of that creation.
Amen.
Although the first creation, it was ruined, it was marred by Satan. Hallelujah. In the Garden of Eden, the first creation, and we became unprofitable, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
By the new creation,
amen.
Hallelujah. That's why no wonder that when Solomon built the first temple,
right.
Hallelujah. Although it was glorious, but because of, you know, even Solomon himself, he backslid. Hallelujah. And then Israel backslid.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah. And God allowed, hallelujah, he used the king of the north, Babylon.
That's right.
Nebuchadnezzar to destroy that temple.
Yeah. Right.
And then it was rebuilt again.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And in Haggai chapter 2, I think verse 9, that the second temple,
yep.
The second house would be glorious than the other one. Hallelujah. That's why, brothers and sisters, the first creation, it was because of sin, because of unbelief, it was destroyed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But by the second creation, this the second or the new creation,
right.
The new temple,
right,
hallelujah,
right.
Will be more glorious.
Right.
Hallelujah. So they are just types, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And in the marriage of the Lamb, 1962, he says, all that God was, he poured into Christ.
Amen.
And all that Christ was, he poured into the church to continue the work of the gospel.
Amen.
Then we become not by artificial name, but by a reality of the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Of life connecting us into Christ.
Amen.
Connecting us into Christ.
Amen.
Then through the power of his resurrection, we are raised from the dead things of the world and sitting with him in heavenly
Amen.
Places.
Amen.
Amen. I like that.
Amen.
Tonight, we are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Right.
See?
Right.
Resurrected with him, died to the things of the world,
yeah.
And took on Christ. And when we take on Christ, then the world is dead. Then we no more care for the world. The world is dead to us, and it's dead to us, and we are dead to it. You are a different person, different personality, because you are a new creation. Not the same creation polished up.
No.
Not a man that's turned a new leaf, but a man that's died and been born again
Amen.
And became a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And the Spirit of the living God lives in the person.
Right.
Hallelujah. So we became the temple. Not made with hands,
right.
Not natural or material.
Right.
Temple, but hallelujah, a body
yes.
Has thou prepared.
Amen.
God's provided place of worship, 1965, paragraph 41, it says, you are then not yourself, you are a new creature.
Amen.
For the Greek, there means a new creation. You've been recreated again. The power of God comes upon you and you become created a new creature
Amen.
Which brings the whole physical being, spiritual being, and everything in subject to the Word of God.
Amen.
Not no other way.
No. Right.
Hallelujah. So
Amen.
If we are in Christ,
yep.
Paul said that there is therefore now no condemnation
Amen. Right.
To
Amen.
Them which are in Christ Jesus
Amen.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Right.
Although there is a Bible, I think NIV version, It only says that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, and period. And they take this phrase, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yeah. Who walk not, hallelujah, after the flesh, but those that are being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then finally, later on, they found out that the one who wrote that, or who translated that Bible, was a homosexual. Wow. Hallelujah. But to them that are in Christ Jesus, there is no more condemnation. Amen. Those who are, hallelujah, who are walking after the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And Colossians chapter 1, verses 14 to 18, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, amen, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be throne or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Amen. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Amen. And he is the head of that body. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only a body, an individual, but that temple.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That dwelling place. Amen. And Brother Abraham said, and the Bible said that he got the fullness of the Godhead.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bodily. And we have it by measure.
Amen.
But we are all, hallelujah, a dwelling place of,
yes,
that,
yes,
the same God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same God that was in him, that was in Christ, is the same God in the believers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We only have it by measure, and he got, hallelujah, the fullness. And Brother Abraham said, if you get a big machine of a laboratory and then examine the chemicals on the ocean,
yeah,
hallelujah, and then you get a portion of it in a cup,
yeah, right,
and then examine it in a laboratory, there is no difference.
Right.
Hallelujah. The same chemicals,
right,
the same quality that is in the ocean, and the same quality,
right,
that is in the cup. It is the same quality, the same, hallelujah. But we only have it by measure.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are all part of that body, and he is the head,
amen,
of the body, the church.
Amen.
Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is the head of that body. He is the head of that building,
amen,
the church, the fullness of the Godhead in him bodily. Hallelujah. And in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He says, God expressed in Jesus Christ,
yes,
who was both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Yes.
Now the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in his church.
Amen.
The preeminences.
Yes.
All that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ was, he poured into the church,
yeah,
the believers.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are a part of that body.
Amen.
Not a building made with hands.
No. Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
But the body of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And then Brother Branham, he used this verse in Matthew chapter 24. Maybe the disciples were, you know, they were looking,
yeah,
to that temple.
Yeah.
And one time, they said to Jesus Christ, Lord, look at this temple.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. How glorious it is. How beautiful.
Yeah. Right.
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 24, verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Okay. Yes, it is beautiful. It is glorious. Hallelujah. But I tell you, there is not one stone. Hallelujah. Upon another that shall not be thrown down. And Barbraham, he went on and said, it shows that God doesn't dwell in houses made with hands. God dwells in human hearts. For a body hast thou prepared me. The Holy Ghost don't dwell in a house. It dwells in the heart. That's the temple. You know not that you are the temple of the living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But the natural temple that Solomon had built is only a type of the building of the spiritual temple of the living God.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
That's why the text that we read this evening in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7, it says, and the house, when it was in building, was built of a stone made ready before it was brought tighter, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in the message, a greater than Solomon is here. Now the days of Solomon, as any theologian, scriptural man knows, that was the golden age of the Hebrew.
Right,
they had no wars. It was almost like a millennium to them.
Yeah, right.
Great day.
Yep.
They built the temple. All nations feared them. They was feared to do anything because they know that the people was with one heart and one accord.
Uh-huh.
God gave them a gift and they believed it. They accepted it. And with one heart and one accord, they worked with it. Like a millennium, because the people, they got one heart because they believe, hallelujah, the word, the wisdom of Solomon. Hallelujah. And the people, other kingdoms, deferred to make war against Israel because the people, they have one heart and one accord. Hallelujah. And I remember when the Queen of Sheba, he heard the glory, or heard the wisdom of Solomon. And when she got before Solomon, and the Bible, it mentioned about how glorious is the temple. And when she was watching how glorious it is, and the Bible did not mention how, you know, but the Bible mentioned about how they went to, how about they mention about the people were in order, they have love one another, and the singers and the men singers, hallelujah, and you know, they have one heart, hallelujah. And Abraham, he got a message. Greater than Solomon is here.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The wisdom that was in Solomon, it was not his wisdom, but it was God in Solomon that can discern.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we had it in these last days.
Right.
Hallelujah. And I hope that those who believe that wisdom must have the same heart.
Amen.
Must have the same, hallelujah, the same relationship, the same order,
amen.
Hallelujah, not fighting against
right.
one another,
right.
hallelujah,
right.
because we have the same God who
amen.
Was with Solomon.
Yeah.
And we are, if Solomon built that temple, natural temple, how much more that we need to do it, hallelujah,
right.
being a part of that spiritual
amen.
Temple.
Right.
Hallelujah. Israel and the church, he says, listen, when they built the temple of Solomon, any of you masons here now could get this pretty good. They brought the cedars down from Lebanon. They floated them in as far as Joppa and hauled them by ox cart and so forth, you know. Then they cut out all their stones all around the world. But when they come together, they were such perfect masonry. And in 40 years in the building of the temple, there wasn't a buzz of a saw or a sound of a hammer.
Right. Amen.
Every stone went, one was cut this way, one cut that way, one was cut back this way, but every one of them went together. They started lying the thing, putting the building up, getting along fine. And they found a funny-looking stone. They didn't want that. They didn't want that thing. Said, that don't belong here.
Yeah.
And they kicked it out, threw it over in the weed pile.
Yeah.
And some, and come to find out, yeah, they built one on, built on and on and on. And come to find out, the very stone they had rejected.
Yeah.
Was the chief
Amen.
Cornerstone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some where it came from, maybe from the United States.
Yep.
Some came from Africa.
Yeah.
And some came from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Somebody is shipping there. Somebody is shipping here.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when they put them
Amen.
Together.
Right.
Hallelujah. Brother said, what a perfect masonry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why, brothers and sisters, sometimes I am wondering. When I go to some places, I feel the same kind of life. I feel the same kind of spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Although they have a different pastor and a different preacher there and different preacher here.
Right.
Hallelujah. But there's only one, hallelujah,
Amen.
Who is designing this this
Amen.
Temple.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And maybe Brother Branham said, and they found a funny looking stone. Oh, I don't like, you know.
Yeah.
Imagine, I don't like to, you know, to stay beside you. But
yeah,
you can do nothing. You are not the one who designed
That's right. The
Amen. Temple,
Amen.
The body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have to love your, you know,
Amen.
Maybe different colors. And when the building was finished,
yeah,
oh, it is not all white.
Yeah.
Right. Abraham said that God is a God of variety.
Amen.
If you have a garden and you have all this, your flowers are all white, it don't looks good. Hallelujah. But if you have a garden and you have this part here red and
yeah,
yellow and
right,
white
right,
and pink, hallelujah.
Yeah, right.
You got a very beautiful garden.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, every part of the building is very important.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. It might look funny to you, but the great architect was the one who designed him
Amen.
That way.
Right.
Hallelujah. And
Amen.
You have, and you learn to love him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you learn to like him.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:21, in whom all the building fitly framed together
Amen.
Groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth
Amen.
According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, brothers and sisters, that Solomon did not dedicate the temple until it was finished,
mm-hmm.
until all the parts were put together.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will not be raptured without me, and I will not be raptured without you,
Amen.
Hallelujah, until the last predestinated seed,
right.
hallelujah, will
Amen.
Be put into
right.
that
Amen.
Body. of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, sometimes, you know, sometimes there are people that he wants, you know, it was God who designed you that way. Maybe you don't like your position, but as long as you are doing your part in the body of Jesus Christ, God will bless you. And say, oh, I want to be a preacher because he is always, you know, he is always on display. I want to be a musician or I want to be a singer. And I'm only a listener. I'm only sitting at the back of the church. Brothers and sisters, if everybody will be here and nobody in there, hallelujah. And even Paul said that even the weakest, you know, the small parts of that body is more, hallelujah, important. Hallelujah. Just like this watch. Hallelujah. Maybe if I will ask you which part of this this watch you want to be, maybe some of you will say, oh, I want to be the long hand. Because it's always, the owner is always looking at me. Hallelujah. I want to be the some of the some of your watches, they have diamonds. I want to be a diamond. I want to be the second hand. But brothers and sisters, don't you know that the most important part of this watch are those parts that are inside in this watch. Those very small parts that even our eyes could not see it. The watch repairer, he even uses this lens to just to see that very important part. And if it is, you know, if you misplace that very important, that small part, all you have to do is take off, get this watch from your hands and, you know, hallelujah. You cannot use it anymore. Hallelujah. It's the same thing. Maybe some of you became upset because I am just, no, brothers and sisters. Every one of us is, hallelujah, important. Amen. In that body. Amen. Hallelujah. And we should support, hallelujah, from whom the whole body is fitly joined together and compacted. Amen. By that which every joint supplieth. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Supplieth according to the effectual working. Hallelujah. You know, brothers and sisters, there is no, hallelujah, preacher that can preach a good sermon without somebody who is secretly praying for his pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. No one can go to mission, do mission, without somebody who is secretly doing his part. Amen. Giving his part. Hallelujah. And nobody sees it. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, as long as you are doing your part, and God will bless you.
Yes, you will.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Continue to do your part. Yes. Hallelujah. And amen. God will bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One more quotation. It says, and it was so masterly built that when the temple went together, it had all kinds of little funny looking stones in it. But when they began to read the blueprint, it was all in the blueprint.
Amen.
And there wasn't not even a buzz of a saw or sound of a hammer for 40 years in building the temple.
Amen.
I think that's the way God's got his people all cut out. One's got a nature of one kind, one another.
Right.
But they are all Christians, fitted stones joined together upon the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus.
Right.
Oh, there's the main thing. So many rejected the precious cornerstone. Where we are all built together, cemented together with God's love. That's the most important, brothers and sisters. Cemented together with God's love. That's right. God's love. And when we have that, there's nothing will separate us. There's nothing can divide us as long as we love one another. Amen. I've been a minister for 31 years. I've seen all kinds of gifts. I've seen God do great things. But the greatest thing I ever seen in my life was love. Amen. It's the most powerful force that stops anything there is love. Love that moved a mighty God. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Love is a great, great keynote thing we live out. It's something that's eternal.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
So,
amen. That's right.
God bless you all.
Amen.
And I give now back the time to all.
Amen. Yeah, that's all, Stan. Musicians come. If you have a need tonight, the temple. How many times have we been speaking on the tabernacle, Brother Louise? How many times have we been talking about exactly what our brother's talking about tonight? And that's where God dwells. He doesn't dwell in wood and paper and cloth. He dwells in the human heart. Amen. And He wants that human heart to be right, as our brother says, it fit together, fitly joined together. And compacted. I like that word, compacted.
That's right.
Because that's pounded. Compacted. Put it together. Because you can put a lot more in something when you compact it. When you keep pushing down a little bit more, you can just keep stacking it on top of each other. And that's what we want. More of God stacked inside of us. Amen?
Right.
Let's sing a song. If you have a need tonight.
I am blessed.
Sing it to Him. I am blessed. Blessings. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Sing it to Him. Think about your blessings. I am blessed. We're blessed to hear a word of God that we heard tonight. We're blessed to be the bride of Jesus Christ. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Sing it to Him one more time. Fivefold ministry. We're blessed to have an international flower garden.
Lord.
The Word of God.
Amen.
That comes from different angles. And,
amen,
you know, we've been covering Tabernacle. Brother Louise's been covering the Tabernacle. Now, Brother Landland's come in and talked about the Tabernacle. So God must be wanting to be in a Tabernacle.
Amen.
He must be wanting us to see that where He's at.
Exactly.
He's not in a church. He's in a people.
Amen.
And that people is like our brother said, and I was thinking about this, 40 years, there was not a sound of a hammer. Think about that. Not 40 minutes, not 40 days, 40 years, half of your life, there was not a sound of a hammer. They made that thing and chiseled it over here, like he said, in the Philippines. They made a part over here. In Jamaica, they made a part over here, and then when they all fit together, there was none of this.
Right.
Hello, somebody.
Come on.
There was none of this. I'm better than you are, and I fit here. This is where I fit. I fit right here.
Right.
No, it all just came right together.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us there was silence in heaven.
Amen.
For the space of a half an hour.
Glory.
There was silence in Jerusalem for 40 years. No fighting, no fussing. No, I want to get on. I want to be the first beam. No, I want to be the first beam. No, every beam just fell right in line. Amen. That's what God's looking for now. He's looking for us to fit together. Not fight together. Fit together.
Amen.
Amen. All of us fit together and bring someone from several thousand miles away that's, that preaches the word of God to us. And we sure appreciate that.
Amen.
We appreciate God giving us a five-fold ministry. Not just one, but five-fold ministry. To bring that at the same subject at a different angle so that maybe you didn't get what I was talking about, or you didn't get what Luis was talking about, but you got what our brother was talking about the tabernacle. So we're all the tabernacle of God. We appreciate our brother. Let's give him another hand. If you happen to have anything else you'd like to give him, I'm sure he could use it on his journey. He'll be here for another month almost. So, well, it will be a month, yeah. September, late in September is when he's leaving, going back home. So we love him. We appreciate him. We thank all that we love. We have a big old place in our heart for the Philippines, a big old place in our heart for Jamaica. So that's just where we enjoy the people, enjoy the fellowship. That's just part of the body, because there's another church that they do work in the Congo, and they do work in this part and that part. So everybody's pulling the load. And I, like he said, I really appreciate this church being mission-minded and you giving that part, because without your funding, we can't send the money to the Philippines or to Jamaica or wherever we send them to. It's it comes from your heart and your pocketbook. So we appreciate that. We appreciate God giving us good jobs.
Amen.
We appreciate God giving us giving us Brother John to tell us how to use that money.
Amen.
Amen. Been really enjoying that. You know, I taught that financial piece, me and June did, for several times. We taught it here at the church, and it brings back old memories about learning how to save and how to manage your money. So we appreciate Brother John doing that, and each one of the brothers this weekend. So love you with the love of the Lord. We appreciate you, Brother William Borlevon will be here. We'll be at 9:45 on Sunday morning. Brother Bob will be doing Sunday school. We'll kind of be back in line. Have everybody back, I think. I think Brother Anderson may be gone. But we appreciate all of you. Thank you for coming. Anybody sick? Anybody got their COVID anywhere? Danny good? Danny okay? Okay. All right, so let's just keep everybody in prayer. And one thing before we leave. Now, this is coming from another source. But someone told me the other day that Brother Daniel Gissendanner had cancer, and he's in the hospital. Now, what kind? There's speculation, but I'm not going to say until we get a report. But you know what? That's just a name to God. To man, it puts you in a tizzy. But to God, why did the prophet, the first thing that angel said, there's nothing will stand in your way, not even cancer. Because cancer was the big bully at the time. Cancer was the thing. If you said that word, you died.
That's right.
Now, like Brother Bram said, he said, now we're coming to a time to where that cancer is now like a toothache, where they'll treat it and it'll be gone. But let's pray for Brother Daniel. He's a good brother in the Lord, and he's young. And he's in the hospital, I think, now still, or he may be out. But he's battling a disease that's without help from the Lord, that thing will take you out. So let's just remember Brother Daniel Gissendanner when we pray. And everybody else, I know we all know somebody that's got some kind of something coming up. Remember me still with this thing, and it just went off again. So I'm going to just sit here and smack on it. Maybe they'll come pick me up. I worry them technicians to death. But it's just precaution, so don't worry about it. Everything's okay. So let's bow our heads. Like I said, be here Sunday. Two services. Brother William Borlevon will be here 9:45 and 2 o'clock. Let's pray for Brother Landland as he continues on his journey, and all the other brothers. Sister Chi-Chi's going home maybe in a few days, so or maybe we'll keep her here.
All right.
Get a one-way ticket. One way.
That's all you got to do. Brother Landland, he's going to be here forever. One-way ticket. Nope. We all have our homes. Man, there ain't no place like home. Amen. It's good to see brothers, but ain't no place like home. But you know what? We got one home that we're looking to. We're going to that one home. And we all know that we're going to go to that one home. And we're going to enjoy being there. Being there with all of our brothers. We won't have to party anymore. We won't have to say goodbye, Brother Landland. We'll say, where you been for the last 10 million years? Oh, I was talking to somebody over yonder. Hey. Won't even be any time. Won't have a clock then. Won't have no watch. We'll have to worry about big hand and little hand and what works and what don't work. So let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, thank you for this evening you give us. Thank you for our brother, Lord. I pray that you would sanctify him, Lord, for his journey. Cleanse him. Keep him clean, Lord. Keep him away from all the disease and the COVID and all the different things going around. That you'll protect him while he's here, Lord. Also be with each one, Lord, that's sick among us. That you'll bless them, Lord, and take care of them. Lord, be with Brother Daniel Gibson there, Lord. Lord, fighting something, Lord, that we think we have issues and problems, Lord. There's always somebody that's got it worse. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with him, Lord, and bring him out of this, Lord. There'd be a testimony. As you're doing with different ones, we see like Brother Ron Spencer and different ones, Lord, that's got bad prognosis, but they're still keeping on. They're still fighting the battle, pressing the battle, because one day we're not going to have a battle anymore. One day the victory is going to be that Satan will not have any control over this human body. And that it'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Father, hasten that day, Lord. We appreciate you. We appreciate the word that you've brought through our brother. Now I pray, Lord, that you be with each one. Be with Brother William as he comes this weekend. Bless us now on our journey home. And be with us, Lord. Bring us back together Sunday under this tent, Lord, this tabernacle. But Lord, as we bring our tabernacles with us, Lord, may we all congregate together on Sunday, Lord, around the word of God. Father, just bless us and be with us. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you.